Mike Leach, who's a coach for Hale State. He trashes candy corn during a press conference.
A lot of people really hate candy corn.
So this has really divided.
That's what I'm changing my name to.
Candy corn?
Candy corn.
The first, no, because that reminds me of a midday show we had.
Oh, that's a good point, right? Candy and corn.
But your middle name could be corn. Your first name could be candy. It's almost stripper-ish.
Yeah.
It's kind of stripper-ish. It's Candy Corn Lawrence. Makes
sense. Candy corn.
Just candy corn. Forget the Lawrence.
Get rid of all that.
God, now I got to buy that website. So Candy Corn and Anthony Show. I think that could work.
But yeah, the thing is, the problem is only some people will love me, other people will hate me. So I need a better candy.
See, and that's the problem is this video here of what this guy says is dividing the country right now. Half the people agree with him. Half the people go, no, fire this guy immediately. So let's see if you agree with him. I love that he has a press conference about candy corn.
This is great.
This is my favorite thing.
Although it did have some brighter points in my life. In particular, when I was young, you know, the type of thing where it gets all over your hands and your face.
Mm-hmm.
Before long, though, I realized that that was a grave error and there was far better paths ahead than candy corn. So, yeah, I have no interest. It's one of those items that, you know, there's a reason they serve it basically once a year because it's not very good to begin with.
Oh, my God. He's sitting there with a bag of candy corn and a Coca-Cola in front of him.
So now when this guy does a press conference, you got to ask him the next one. You're like, well, what about marshmallows? And let him discuss marshmallows.
Yeah, right. Your team's doing great. But how do you feel about marshmallows?
They get all over and it's a mess and it's on your
face.
What
about Peeps? How do you feel about Peeps?
Peeps are pretty much marshmallows rolled in sugar. I mean, that's all they are. They were good when I was a kid. Now that not so much. You should not have them.
So your team is doing very well, and we're happy to hear from you about that. But you know, it's almost Christmas. How do you feel about candy canes?
Candy canes are good only after you see Santa. Before you see Santa, you can't have any. Or if you go to a parade and Santa throws a candy cane out to you, then you can eat them. But just the people that give out candy canes willy-nilly, I don't trust those people. Those aren't good people. Those are bad people.
I was the worst with candy canes when I was a kid because I used to. Okay, so I don't know if you ever did this, but you take the end of the candy cane, not the hook part, the straight part, mm-hmm. and you suck it into a point, mm-hmm. and then you use it to stab your friends.
See, you didn't have a sibling, so if you had a sibling, that's perfect to stab your brother
right.
with.
Right? Yeah, I didn't have siblings, so I had to stab my friends.
He stabbed me. Prove it. I don't have anything to stab you with.
Exactly. You just eat the tip right off and be like, what? Huh? What are you talking about? I'm just sitting here having a candy cane, Ma.
Yeah. The candy canes were good when they were small. You get the really small ones, but the big ones.
Oh, the mini ones. Yeah.
Yeah, the big ones, it's just too much. Too much candy cane.
You can't chew a candy cane. You have to suck on it.
Right. And it's not good to do that in public.
Well, as a child, you can, but as an adult, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. But only after you see Santa. If you can't have it before you see Santa, because Santa will give you a candy cane.
I miss going to Santa. You know, that was one of my favorite things about being a kid, going to the mall and seeing Santa. I have so many photographs of me sitting on Santa's lap and my stupid little outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And the mall Santas in Brooklyn were always like somebody's grandpa, you know, so they always like so nice. And they were all like... Like, now I look back, and obviously then you thought it was Santa, but now you look back, and it's like, well, those were, like, we got very lucky. We had very nice men that were, like, and they didn't have fake beards. They had actual, they looked like Santa Claus in real life.
Right. It wasn't bad Santa. It was the real Santa.
Yeah, it was Brooklyn, you know.
No, I have the best Santa Claus photo. I have to dig it up. It's back when I was, like, 5 or 6. I was sitting on Santa's lap, and I have one of those I'm with stupid shirts on. So the I'm with stupid is pointing at Santa Claus. So I guess my parents thought that was just brilliant when they put me in that shirt and took me to the mall.
I love that you were you even at five. Like, of course, that's the Santa photo you have.
Yeah, and I probably got nothing that year because I pissed Santa Claus off.
Yeah.
So
I brought my stuffed animal with me. It was me. My favorite picture is like I'm holding my stuffed animal that I went everywhere with. And my parents were nice enough to let me take it with me everywhere I went. Still have it, by the way. I just found it in a box. I was like, oh, tiger. I'm going to put him on the shelf right there. You know, we have a mall here in the city. And one of my neighbors was like, oh, they closed the gym. I was like, what gym were you going to? She's like, you know, the mall. I was like, wait, that was your gym? She's like, yeah, they do mall walks. She called that the gym. She didn't call it the mall. She was like, they closed my gym.
Well, there was a shooting at a mall a couple of days ago.
Oh, God.
And I say, how did you find people in the mall?
Right. There's nobody at the malls anymore. Yeah.
Right. Every time I go to the mall, I walk around and go, why am I here? Can't you put an Apple store just in some parking lot somewhere? Why does the Apple store have to be in the mall?
Yeah, I haven't been into a store to shop in so long. I've gotten so used to online shopping that it doesn't even occur to me to go into a store anymore. Because I already know walking in, they're not going to have my size. They have so many more things online. I'm going through that right now where, like, I was looking for a particular item and I was like, oh, I'm going to be near that store. Maybe I'll stop in there. And I went into the store and they had nothing in there. And I went online. I was like, oh, there's the entire collection.
Mm-hmm. And they'll tell you in the store, no, you can order that online.
I know. It's
so
like, why are you here? Why are you here?
If I could do that, I wouldn't be standing in front of you. I want instant gratification. You're taking that away from me. Do you have size small? No, you can get that. Really?
Right.
Now I have to go online. I should have did that before. And right after we were getting back in out of pandemic mode, I went to the mall because I had to go to the Apple store. It's the only reason to go to the mall. But sure. You would see people lined up outside of stores waiting to go in. I'm like, I'm going home and going on Amazon. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I love that they still do that. We're only a certain amount of people allowed in a store at one time. The only store here in New York that I see that has a big long line all the time is the Harry Potter store. Yes, it just opened.
What they got in Harry Potter store?
All this, you know, the same stuff they have at the Harry Potter at Universal. You can get a wand, you can get a hat, butterbeer, everything. The robes, and especially now because it's Halloween, that is on the line. Forget about the spooky Halloween stores. There's no one in there. Everyone's on the line to the Harry Potter
store.
Aren't
they 10 years late?
That's what I said. But I guess people that are into Harry Potter, they're still into it, which is weird because I remember like being into Harry Potter years ago. I don't know. I guess maybe the next generation of kids. I don't know.